lytter til podcasten Magical Monday om spiritualitet og personlig udvikling. Mit navn er Nanna Askov. Jeg underviser i The Hero's Journey. Jeg er forfatter, mystiker, coach og journalist. Jeg håber, at du vil finde inspiration, der bringer dig videre på din helterejse. Og mærke magien og eventyret også i dit liv, selvom det nogle gange kan ligne en travl og moderne hverdag. Welcome to this episode of Magic Monday. Today it's gonna be in English because I have a guest here, and his name is Riaz Babu. He is born in Kerala. He says he's a student of yoga philosophy, but he is also a very experienced teacher of asana. And you have a yoga school in India?
Yeah, currently it's off because of Corona.
Yeah.
I do have a school. But we are thinking to reopen and not.
Yes. Yeah. And you're also opening a school here in
Fort Ventura. It's part of the school in India. We are extending here because of the new current situation with coronavirus brought into us.
Yeah. And we are now in Fuerteventura in the Canarian Islands, where you are planning to do a yoga school.
Yes, that's a plan. But let's see what universe brings up.
Yes, yeah.
Man can only plan, isn't it? The universe has its own flow and plans, and whatever comes, it comes around.
Yeah.
If it's meant to, it will happen.
So. Exactly.
So that's... Let it unfold.
Let
that's
it unfold.
What I would say. Yeah.
As for this conversation, let it unfold.
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like asking you, I met another yoga instructor here, and she was taught by you. And she said he does not want to be called a guru. Riaz Babu does not want to be called a guru. And I wanted to ask you, really, what is that? Why is that?
You know, the word guru means master.
Mm.
And I still believe myself that I'm not there yet. I'm a student. And also, in another way, I see that, you know, it's sort of a cultural way of thinking where we have to have a name or a brand or a box for everything. And I don't feel like it's the right thing to be boxed in any sense. I'm an imperfect human. So I do make my mistakes every day, and as far as you know, I find it. My last mistake was my best teacher. You
know, yes.
That's, so more than a guru, I would like people to see as Riaz, and that's sort of my true self. And then something, all others are, I think, is a projection.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's be real.
Yeah. I know that you have a past as a journalist, and you went to Darfur and you made a book.
I wrote a book around the genocide in Darfur. The book name is In the Country of Longing. So it's basically a journalist's day-to-day life in a war-inflicted place where, you know, where we, different dilemmas we have endured,
yeah,
both personal and professional, and on different layers of our existence,
yeah,
or the way we see it. But that's my past. I've done it and I've finished.
But I have one question, though, because the book is called The Country of the Longing.
In the Country of Longing.
Yeah, and Darfur and the genocide, I think that mirrors somehow a question that I think many of my listeners here would ask themselves every day. That's, how do you stay sane in an insane world? I mean, you have witnessed as a journalist and as a writer some of the most horrible parts of humankind. How do you stay sane? I think that must be a question we all ask every day.
You see, as a human, we have two entities, two universes. And one universe is out there and one universe within us. So we are constantly in connection, in touch with the universe outside, and we connect and believe that the true nature of our reality is what we experience with our connection with the world outside. But in fact, the true universe is within. When you are in touch with that universe, and when you understand that what goes around you is a projection, a sensory projection, or an optical illusion, or ideas, thinking, thoughts, that's been based on different programs we have accumulated all the way. So it's all about balance. The balance I'm talking about, you know, when you can segregate the two universe and balance it, you know, there is a way. Like it's like the teaching of Buddha, there is a middle path, a way in between for everything. You know, it's with us. It's how do we find it? What sort of effort we put in? How do we see things with clarity, more lucidity? Like, for an example, that's the whole purpose of philosophy, for an example. Like, what is really a philosophy? Philosophy is, it doesn't give us any answers at all. But it expands the questions, it enlarges the question, and let us think beyond the little programs we have, and let us see, for an example, the ocean and water. You know, sometimes we don't see the ocean because of the water. Sometimes we see ocean, not water. Sometimes we see water, not ocean. But at the end of the day, it's all the same. It's H2O. So it's how do we approach it? It's a way of thinking. It's about, you know, the moment you are ready not to attach what's going on outside into your personality, into yourself. That's where the trick is. For an example, like as a human, me, until today, everything I am today is been accumulated on different parts of my life, wherever I was, which sort of people I have interacted with, where I was born, who raised me, what around me, what education I have received. But at the end of the day, this has boxed you in a way into something, and that's something you attach to your personality and believe that that is you, and behave and create based on that understanding. So the moment we understand that, you know, we are not what attached to us, we can segregate it. We can see the differences between. So in life, for an example, to be precisely answering your question, like a day-to-day life, for an example, we have many dramas, many stuff going on. But when you look into the layer, different layers, instead of constantly, you know, reacting into instantly, just ask the right questions. You know, there's an old Buddhist trick, which is basically they say, you know, you have a monkey sitting in your head. This is an old story, you know, and we all have, and we give bananas to this monkey. Okay? And what happens? The monkey is happy. So here, instead of giving bananas to the monkey, we're having a conversation with the monkey. A talk. And most of the cases, it's nothing. And the whole drama, the whole idea has been created on the split of a second of thought and reacted into it. And at the end of the bubble burst. And anyway, everything is impermanent, no matter what. It doesn't matter, you know, this or that. The biggest problem of us in life is impermanent.
Yeah.
Because that is not related to you. that's related to your perceived reality that you think that is the truth. And that's how I work, then that's it is. So, when we are able to think out of this box, out of this context, that we see the things more in a clear way, there will be more clarity, more in depth to the thinking itself. Like the philosophy case, you know, it enlarges the questions, and that enhances what our intellectual imaginations. And when our intellectual imaginations are touched, our potentials are being touched. So that's where we able to see and experience and find the true potentials of us. Because we all have, as a human, strength, demons, as well as certain potentials. We don't see it most of the time because we have all sort of fears, all sort of performance, the performance struggle, or I don't know the right effort. So we like to perform, and instead of performing, living would be a better option.
Remember, we are human beings, not human doings.
No, we are not. I mean, also in the last, as I mentioned in the class yesterday, you know, we separate us from the great nature.
Yeah.
Like we have something completely alien than the rest of the universe. And the non-human universe is far bigger than the human universe. Mm-hmm. And we are constantly only in touch with this human universe and create our own, limit ourselves.
Yeah.
It's a limitation we create ourselves.
So really, if we boil it down, we only have one problem. Mm-hmm. Or what?
When we boil it down, there is no problems.
True.
Okay.
Yes.
My point is, life is not merely a fear management.
No.
Okay. Life is a beautiful experience to be lived, to be experienced, to be... And for that, we have to have a proper attitude, way of thinking, thoughts, that could fit into our... way of living. Mm-hmm. And there is no formula, so that's the other thing in the modern world, we are looking for formulas. And there is no instant formula for anything.
No.
That's only in TV or in commercials.
Yeah.
In true nature, no. Mm-mm. So, when we look for instant answers, there is no instant answers. There's no answers, actually. The very idea of question and answer is another idea of your mind. So there is a lot we don't know. I don't know what I don't know. So that the moment you realize certain things, life is easy. It's far more a happier entity then.
When we surrender, could we say that when we surrender into the mystery of being present and not knowing?
Surrenderance is a very important part of finding that self. Mm-hmm. Because there's three things I normally say that would think, actually. First is acknowledgement. We need to acknowledge. But That's first trouble. Generally, we don't really acknowledge because we try to hide things. We try to, you know, put it away. We try to do something else. Mm-hmm. And so instead of looking into the cause of the trouble, we trying to fix the symptoms and we are not even able to fix the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
See, so it's about looking into the cause, not looking into the symptoms, right? So then again, it's how do we articulate ourselves into it?
Yeah.
So there is, anyway, so coming back to it about the acknowledgement. So we forget all the way. It's a very simple, basic thing to acknowledge what exactly going on.
Yeah.
Then the number two step is acceptance. How do we accept?
Mm-hmm.
Once we acknowledge things, you know, this is there. This exists. Okay? This is how it is. Then we do the next step is the accepting it, no matter what, instead of fighting it. Because we have no control over whatever it is. Okay? We want to be this, we want to be that, but that's we, or I. Okay? I is an ego. Want is a need. So I want to be this. It's just ego and your need.
Mm-hmm.
That's never gonna help you to be in your true state. Because these are obstacles. You know, these are the walls.
Yeah.
So the true obstacles of these things. So, acknowledgement, acceptance. In a second level, we accept it, you know, whatever it is, without resentment and without, without fighting it. Because fighting it is like banging your head into a wall.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks your head. Nothing else will happen. You know, then the most important step is to surrender to it. Well, surrenderance means here is when you accept. Also, you have thoughts. Could be this, could be that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you reach the level of surrenderance, there is no more resistance.
No,
it's complete surrenderance.
Yeah,
a complete way to accept. And no more questions been asked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when we reach there, a complete surrenderance, that there is no more rumors, there is no more anger, there are no more regrets, there are no more this, that, whatever it is,
yeah,
whatever emotions it is attached to it,
mm-hmm,
you're good.
Yeah.
So I would say surrender into the presence. That would be the most liberating way to be lived.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
When we work with the hero's journey, the first thing is to hear the call.
Mm-hmm.
Then you dive into it, the subconscious, and then you reach the point where you see God in yourself, the divine part of you, a complete surrender. It sounds very much like the same metanoia you describe here. It's very beautifully described.
Yeah, the subject of God is also very interesting because I actually tried to speak about in the class, mentioned before. I was in a school a long while ago to talk about little yoga. But this little boy asked me, you know, what is, why don't we see the God?
Yeah.
Why don't we see the God? If God exists, everybody talks about God. Why don't we see it?
Yeah.
So here is two things. I was thinking, okay, that's a nice question. It's a good curiosity.
Why don't we see God?
Why don't we see God?
Yeah.
Okay. See, God is not an object. It's a subject. Okay. An object is what you see. A subject is what you experience. So, when you experience yourself, you find the God in you.
Yeah.
So, if we don't see it, we don't believe it is logic. But is life is all about logic or what? In all our good memories, we have no logic. You know, when people fall in love, there's no logic. Logic is only a material things, you know. When we organize our material life around, like, I need to go to the store today and buy this, or I want to go to do this and that, you know, then it's okay. But Otherwise, you know, when we attach logic into our day-to-day life, you know, that is the most illogical thing to do.
You have a wonderful point about logic, I think. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
No.
You know, and exactly that statement doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Do it have to make sense? It's all about senses.
Yeah.
What is your senses understands?
Yeah. And what happens when we accept that nothing makes sense?
When you put that glass on your friend of your eyes,
yeah,
it's changed to a view already.
It did.
And truth, what people say, or generally we say, I saw with my eyes. And that must be the truth. There is nothing more, nothing less. So these things are very subjective, has subjective dimensions.
Yeah.
And when you see beyond, or see it beyond and experience it beyond, then the subjective dimensions, you see the beauty. You will have more of an understanding of what's going on, rather than, you know, creating ideas. 99% of, you know, problems of me in my life is only in my head.
Yeah.
The rest of the world have no clue.
Yeah.
So, that says the story of us.
Yeah, well said. On to my next question, because people today are very concerned with this purpose of life. You know, they talk a lot about what is the meaning, what is the bigger meaning with everything that has happened in my life and what is happening in the world. Do you have anything to say about purpose or
purpose why? Of life?
Yes. Why are we here?
Why are we here?
Yeah.
That's a very interesting question. There is many beliefs, many truths, many convictions around it. In Hinduism, they call it dharma.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the idea of dharma is, you know, let me tell you a story from Rumi. So, that makes this question a bit more clarity. Or, you know, the answer, well, not the answer, the question gets a bit more interesting. You know, this is one of Jalaluddin Rumi's very famous little short story, where, you know, he talked about the story of a river. So the river starts from the mountain and it flows down,
mm-hmm.
and it flows through these little villages, towns and townships, and it's at the way, and it ends up in an ocean. Right, so all the way in its journey, well, people loved the river. They took shower, they washed their clothes, the poets write poems. So the river was the center of attraction on all its journey for the river itself. But when it's ending up on the ocean, the river asking himself, that okay, what happens to me now? Until now, I was all about, was all about me. Now I am going to be irrelevant. I'm not be relevant anymore. I don't exist anymore. Right? But that's a way of thinking. Another way of thinking is the river understand that I am going to be, you know, this was my little trip, and I'm going to be part of a bigger picture.
Yeah.
Like in the ocean.
Yes.
I'm part of the bigger than my little thinking of the river. I'm the center of the world. But what if I can be part of a bigger picture, bigger canvas?
Mm-hmm.
So in the similar way, the path of dharma, we are all alight. So we are here, so the purpose of purification for different sort of... and at the end, we go back to our original state, which is light again.
Yeah.
So this is basically a cycle or where we endure different experiences, and at the end go back to the true nature again.
Yeah.
So it is basically, you know, life is a journey. That's a cliche. What would say? Life is a and I would quote Shakespeare on it. Life is a tale told by an idiot. Filled with sounds and furies. Yes.
Yeah.
Signifies nothing.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, signifies nothing. Then so whatever drama he plays in the name of it. So it's an experience to be experienced. That is life. Nothing more, nothing less. And there is a greater limitation for our mind to understand what is beyond. It is like, I cannot have a, for an example, I cannot have, in a computer, for an example, I cannot have this software on that computer if it doesn't have the right capacity. Right? Of whatever ROM or whatever. In a similar way.
Yeah.
Our mind has a limitation to understand everything.
Yeah.
It is our thinking that we have to understand everything.
Yeah.
What we don't understand is not truth.
Yeah.
And what our understanding is based on logic again. So I'm coming back to the same thing. So the bottom line of all of these things is, you know, that we live our life on our, within our minds, not experiencing it.
No.
The life itself.
Yeah.
So that's basically...
I love that explanation. Joseph Campbell, who did write about the hero's journey, and he studied Hinduism and Buddhism, and he said, I don't think people look for the meaning of life, more the experience of being alive. And I think that is very much to the core what you say here.
It's exactly, life is to be experienced, not to be, you know, we like, you see, it's also a part of our society what we live in, because it's all of transactions.
Yeah.
You know, the moment what we're doing, like, people thinking is, I'm living, what I get out of it.
Yeah.
Why don't you live in it? It's simple. It's,
yeah.
It's not complicated.
No.
So, it's the way we are, how we look at it, how do we perceive things. Well, it's our perception, nothing else.
Yeah. And that really brings back to our first part of the conversation about how do we go through that drama, pain, by experiencing it as an experience.
You know, self-embodiment is a very important tool because it's in you. That can heal you.
Yeah.
You are your own healer.
Yeah.
The rest can, you know, bring the elements or help or bring the knowledge or some. As far as yourself is not ready, you're not healed.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So if the true healing comes from within.
Yeah.
And also segregate things as says what's going on out, sees, you know, not feeding the monkeys. With bananas or, you know, to see things in with perspective and show a bit more love to yourself.
Yes. Oh, that's an important one. Show a little bit more love to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't do that. We are very hard on us.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Because we are performing again.
Yeah.
But performing, you know, then I have to have validation from the rest of the world to tell me that how good I am. When you live, you don't. When you're living, you don't need it.
No.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
So live your life. That's the only way to resolve this. Stop performing. Start living.
Yeah. I think that is really a beautiful way.
I believe so too.
To stop performing. Start living your life.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, thank you very much for joining us here. And I know that you are coming to Copenhagen. I will say to the people listening here that you are a really extraordinary yoga teacher. For me, it was a great experience.
I feel honored to share the time here.
Yes.
You know, I'm coming to Copenhagen. I don't know the dates and stuff. Yeah. End of the April.
End of April,
possibly. After India, I have an India trip.
Yeah. Yes, you.
Then I will be putting it on my page.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to follow you or find you on the internet,
the only place I'm in is at Yoga with Riyas. You can find that on Instagram.
On Instagram, I will also post the link under this podcast if anybody wants to follow you. And of course, I will also add the information about when you come to Copenhagen.
Thank Hopefully you very much. I look forward to see you. We'll take a coffee.
Yes, for
and
sure.
And I will chat about what's going on around.
We will, for sure.
Thank you so much to giving me this time.
Yes.
And I wish you a nice trip home. Actually.
Thank you. It was a true pleasure.
Same for you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Yeah.
Du lyttede til podcasten Magical Monday. Mit navn er Nanna Askov. Du kan læse meget mere på nannaaskov.dk eller tjekke ind i Facebook-gruppen Hero's Journey. Den er gratis. Vi ses.